Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And I'll tell you this much too, Donnie, and I hate the taunting call. It's an absolute joke, just like hits on quarterbacks. But if they're going to call somebody when they get up and start jawing in somebody's face like they do on, about 70% of every play in college and pro football, and then all of a sudden one of these jackasses decides it's time to call it and decide a game. Remember they decided a game here with Cassius Marsh?
Yep.
Merely looking at the Steelers' sideline, got a taunting call? That, by their definition, whatever the hell it is, was taunting what Ja'Marr Chase did last night when he's going along the goal line and waits for the defender to come to him and then shows him the ball. That's not taunting, and I hate the call. It shouldn't even exist. I love that he did that, but if you're going to call taunting, if you're going to make it a big deal, that was taunting.
Which I'm surprised last night we didn't see that because it was the Cleet Blakeman officiating crew.
Yeah.
And it feels like every time they are put on a big game, they want to make themselves as much as part of that game as the players themselves.
Yeah, exactly. So let's call 51% of your body weight on the quarterback, but not if you slap him in the face on the final play. Get out of here with this. Nick Kostos is on the line, the host of You Better You Bet, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. Also, be sure to listen to the You Better You Bet podcast for more analysis. Just search You Better You Bet wherever you find your podcasts. Nick, are you over the World Series yet? You're a Yankees guy, right?
Yeah. Well, we're way past it at this point.
Okay.
Expected them to lose.
All right.
The Yankees officially exercised the option on Aaron Boone's contract for next year, which is met by me with apathy. I think the Yankees have a 0% chance to win next year's World Series. Zero.
Well, that's better than what the Pirates have.
Well, I'd say it's equal, probably.
They brought Garrett Cole back. I thought for a second there it was an old bring him home whenever he first opted out.
Honestly, like I think at this point, like I would root for the Pirates against the Yankees. I want the Yankees to be as embarrassed as possible. So I'm off it right now, and maybe I'll be a Pirates fan next year.
I'm sorry to bring it up. I just wanted to check on your well-being. Let's get into Steelers Commanders. This has a chance to be a very entertaining game. What are some of the best bets therein?
Well, I think, Joe, we need to start talking about the point spread of the game, which has fluctuated like wildly back and forth off the key number of 3. Now, just, you know, whatever your education level is when it comes to sports betting and betting on the NFL, one of the most important things is 3. Is the most important number. So there's a huge difference between 2.5 and 3, 3 and 3.5, for instance. So this keeps bouncing back and forth from Commanders either being a 2.5-point home favorite or a 3-point home favorite. The intimation, by the way, is that Washington is slightly better than Pittsburgh if they were to play on a neutral field. Washington would be a small favorite in the game. So what's happening is when the point spread is 2.5, people bet Washington and bet it up to 3. And when it goes to 3, people bet Pittsburgh plus 3 because that number is really important. So what I would say is to people out there, and I'm sure this is mostly Steelers fans, if you want to bet the Steelers, bet plus 3, not plus 2.5. And if you want to bet Washington, bet -2.5, not 3. Very important if you're looking to bet this game. Now, that's the betting stuff. Now, my opinion. I like Pittsburgh in the game, and I like Pittsburgh +3. This is Steelers coming off their bye. I love the Mike Williams trade, and I don't know like how much of an impact he's going to make in this game, but theoretically, like, fits what Russell Wilson does, throw the ball down the field off play action, big body in the red zone along with George Pickens. Like, I really like that trade for the Pittsburgh Steelers. We'll see how much he does this weekend, but the way that you can really tag this Washington defense, and my team tried to do it last week, they just can't throw the ball at all. The Giants did it last week. They ran the ball on almost every play in the first half. Like, Zach Frazier is going to be back for this game. I want to know how the Commanders are stopping Najee Harris and Jaylen Warren in this game, and the Steelers controlling the game. So at 3 +3, give me the Pittsburgh Steelers. Water gun to my head, pick the winner of the game. Guys, I'll take the Steelers to win this game on Sunday.
Nick, when it comes down to Vegas setting lines for games like this, do they take into account facts like Mike Tomlin winning his last 7 games after the bye and him being 25-6 all time against rookie quarterbacks? Do things like that get worked into how they set lines for a game like this?
Well, I would say just something to consider is that, like Andy Reid off the bye, for instance, Donnie, like, everyone knows that, right? I wouldn't show up if I'm looking to bet a Kansas City Chiefs game with Andy Reid off the bye and say, wow, I've got this great angle. Andy Reid never loses off the bye. Everyone knows it. Like, if everyone knows it, that means people that bet a lot of money know it, and it's already kind of factored into the number. The other thing to consider with the idea of, like, when Vegas sets numbers is that there's an opening number, and then that number is shaped over the course of the week by people betting into it. So the idea that, like, Vegas knows, or, like, Vegas tries to, like, trap, like, Vegas is a person, like a shadowy cabal of people, like, trying to trap people into doing things. It's like, no, like, lines are shaped by people betting money into them. So I think what we're getting in this game again, Donnie, is like an actual disagreement as to whether Washington -3 is the right number in the game or not. But yes, like, generally all of these things are factored in. Like, is a team playing on a short week? Is it a divisional game? Like how about San Francisco and Tampa, just as an aside this weekend? Tampa just played on Monday night on the road, short week, and the game went down to the final play, and the team that they're playing, San Francisco, is coming off a bye week. Like, major advantage for San Francisco rest-wise, and that has been getting baked into the betting market for that particular game, just as one example.
Fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Nick Kostos, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, on the line. Nick, our producer today, Joel Nelson, has been known to wager on a game or two, and he has a question.
Love that.
Yeah, Nick, I've been looking at touchdown scores for this weekend's slate of games. Ones that stood out to me, DeAndre Swift, +100. Justin Jefferson, -110. Drake London, if he plays, +150. And there's no Marshawn Lattimore anymore for the Saints. And then DeAndre Hopkins, +175 off the big game. So any thoughts on those? And if there are any that you like this weekend?
Can I, do I have, Joe, it's your show guy, right? Do I have your permission to, like, pontificate for like 30 to 60 seconds here on my philosophy of betting anytime touchdowns?
I wouldn't think of turning you down on that. Please.
Because this gets a little in the weeds. So, Joel, my answer, those bets can win. I'm not saying they can't win. I bet anytime touchdowns very differently than that. And I will go to last night's game as an example. So I'm looking for bigger prices where I think the market, the betting market, actually has the prices wrong for players. And I will give you, I hit both. I don't always win these. I hit two of them last night at huge prices last night in the Ravens-Bengals game. So number one, so Deontay Johnson is someone you guys are all familiar with, obviously, right? So Deontay Johnson gets traded to the Ravens. Deontay Johnson's first game with the Ravens, he barely plays. Nelson Agholor is the third receiver on almost every play in game one for Deontay Johnson. The anytime touchdown market last night had Deontay Johnson as much likelier to score than Nelson Agholor. Like, that is an assumption that could very well be incorrect. Deontay Johnson barely played last night, and when he did, he was terrible. The Ravens scored a touchdown early in the game. Guess who caught it? Nelson Agholor. Like, we bet against an assumption that the betting market made. Nelson Agholor was like +750 to score a touchdown last night. And another one, so this is like, I get in the weeds with this stuff, right? For Cincinnati, Eric All, who's their rookie tight end, like pass catching tight end, he tore his ACL last week out for the year. When T. Higgins is out for Cincinnati, which he was last night, Mike.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long.
Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Gesicki is basically the slot receiver. So that leaves two other tight ends for Cincinnati. Drew Sample is the blocker. Tanner Hudson is the other receiving tight end. So if Gesicki is the slot receiver and Eric All's out for the season, then Tanner Hudson has to be valuable. He's plus 1350 to score last night. He was one of the stars of the game for the Bengals. He scores at plus 1350 last night. So I'm not telling you DeAndre Swift and Justin Jefferson can't win. It's not how I bet anytime touchdowns. I'm looking like further down the board where I feel like markets are mispriced.
Jolie, was that a satisfactory answer?
I like it. Yes. Thank you, Nick.
Nick, that was unbelievable. All right. Let's dive a little deeper into Steelers Commanders. What about Jaden Daniels? Steelers have a great record against rookie quarterbacks. He's been electric this season. What should people be looking at in that matchup?
Yeah, I do think this is a game where Daniels can have some success because with the way Washington like runs its offense, like it's predicated on getting the ball out very quickly. Daniels is like Lamar Jackson with the way he's able to evade pressure. So I actually think like this is a matchup where Jaden Daniels, I don't want to say neutralizes TJ Watt and the Steelers pass rush. Like that's too good. Like the pass rush is too good for that to happen. But I don't think this is a... This is not like your average rookie quarterback that the Steelers are going against right now. This one's really, really good. So I do think that Jaden Daniels is going to have some success in this game. Again, more where I don't think this is Steelers defense dominates the Commanders offense. Like, I don't think that's going to happen. But what I do think Pittsburgh has the advantage, I think Pittsburgh can possess the ball, will win the time of possession battle, run the ball the entire game, and be able to convert. And this has been a problem for Washington this season. And I'll go back to week two, Commanders against the Giants. Washington scored 21 points in that game, kicked 7 field goals. Like, Washington in the red zone has had some problems this year converting. And their big bruising running back, Brian Robinson, didn't play last week against the Giants. He's going to play on Sunday, but there's no way he's 100%. And then it's Austin Eckler, who's like, was a good goal line running back earlier in his career, but I don't think he's that now. So I think the Steelers have the edge in terms of scoring touchdowns in the red zone. So if Washington's kicking field goals, Pittsburgh scoring touchdowns, Pittsburgh wins the time of possession battle, that's how I think the Steelers win the game. It's not like they're not going to shut Jaden Daniels down. I don't think that's going to happen, at least.
Nick, we've seen back-to-back-to-back 100-yard games from Najee Harris. If you're betting on his prop on Sunday, do you continue to ride the lightning, or are you a little bit worrisome that it comes to a crashing halt?
Well, I don't think it comes to a crashing halt. The Washington's run defense is not good. The Steelers' offensive line should ostensibly be healthier coming off the bye, right? I guess here would be my question for you guys, and I'm not in like my part of preparation for the week yet to be able to fully answer this. Like, Jaylen Warren's going to play in this game, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do we feel like now Jaylen Warren, like another week off, is it going to be more Jaylen Warren now, or do we think that they're going to ride Najee Harris like it's been? If it's going to be what it's been, Najee Harris's rushing prop is 62.5. He's going to smash that if Najee's going to be like the one in this game. But if it's 1A and 1B, like, Najee can still go over, but then, like, can Jaylen Warren go over also? So I think, like, maybe need to read a little bit more and see a little bit more. How about this? Instead, like, I like the Najee over. I think that both running backs, any Steelers running back in this game, will find success.
Nick, we'll let you out here on this MVP race. Is Lamar like a heavy favorite right now in the betting odds? And who do you think will eventually win it?
All right, so let me, I just want to make sure that I have the right numbers for you guys right now off of last night. And last night was a really high leverage game for MVP because if the Bengals had won, and I like the Steelers to win, the betting market says they're more likely to lose, right? They can still win, obviously. Then since he's 5-5, Pittsburgh 6-3, the Bengals play the Steelers twice, including in week 18, and they'd be a game behind the Ravens. So Burrow was 19-1. Like, you could have made the case that Joe Burrow, if you like the Bengals before the game last night, was the bet. But then they lose. Now they're four games back of Baltimore, including Baltimore's head-to-head sweep at the tiebreaker. Like, Burrow basically can't win anymore. Like, you can't win MVP and not win your own division. So Lamar is the heavy front runner at this point. Lamar's plus 170. So I think that the only way Lamar loses MVP, there's two ways. Number one is if the Steelers, like, basically win out and win the AFC North. Maybe not win out. But they play next week, right? Steelers play the Ravens next week. Is if the Steelers win the division. That's one way it doesn't happen. Lamar will not win MVP if the Ravens don't win the AFC North. And the other, and I don't think that Jared Goff would ever win. I don't think that he would win because he's not going to have the stats and he doesn't have the pedigree. But if the Chiefs go undefeated or 16-1, I think Mahomes can win MVP and Andy Reid will win Coach of the Year if that happens. And if the Lions, who only have one loss, go 16-1, Dan Campbell could win Coach of the Year and Jared Goff could win MVP. Now, because the expectations, Joe, for those two teams were so high, I almost think, like, I don't think they can win with two losses. I think it almost has to be one loss for each of them. That's the only way Lamar loses.
All right, real quick before you go then, because the one everybody always wonders about around here, because they feel like he should have won two and maybe even three of these by now and got ripped off last year, is T.J. Watt. Is he the favorite for Defensive Player of the Year?
He is, and he's a minus choice. He's minus 140. He should be. Chris Jones is up next at plus 700. The thing that's going to hurt Chris Jones is if the Chiefs go 16-1, like, Mahomes is going to win MVP. Like, Chris Jones won't win Defensive Player of the Year. Will Anderson Jr. is 11-1. He has an ankle injury. I don't think he's playing on Sunday. That hurts his candidacy. Dexter Lawrence of my Giants, like, you could make the case, is actually the best defensive player in the league.
Yeah.
The Giants are also going to win, like, four games this year. Trey Hendrickson's 12-1. The Bengals are not going to win the AFC North. So I think as long as the Steelers make the playoffs, even if it's the 7 seed, they don't have to win the division. T.J. Watt's going to win Defensive Player of the Year. I actually think, guys, his price is short in this market right now to win DPOY.
Wow. Thank you, Nick. That was great.
Can I give you – I'll give you guys an anytime touchdown thought for the game on Sunday to answer Joel's question kind of with what I'm talking about.
Please.
If you have like – okay. So I just want to make sure I have the number right. So the assumption, right, in the betting market, or just with anyone, and I'll ask you guys this, which Steelers tight end do you think is most likely to score a touchdown on Sunday?
Mount Washington for me. Friermuth.
Okay, I was going to say Friermuth.
Yeah.
See, everyone, and the betting market's going to say Friermuth, right? Friermuth is plus 325 to score a touchdown on Sunday. Meanwhile, Mount Washington is 11-1.
I love that.
So I'm just saying, like, Friermuth probably, like, in 100 games, if they play it, scores more often. But should the price discrepancy between Friermuth and Washington be that vast? I would much rather bet Darnell Washington at 11-1 than Pat Friermuth at plus 325.
Told you, Donnie.
I like that logic. I never really thought about it that way.
I know.
But I like the way that Nick explained it there.
Nick, this is why why you lift all them weights.
Well, I mean, thank you. I am pretty swole right now. And like another one, Najee Harris is minus 105. Jaylen Warren's plus 325. Like, what if we get a report that they're going to be 1A and 1B? Like, Harris is probably more likely to score. Why wouldn't you bet plus 325 instead of minus 105? Just as an example.
Love it. Thank you, sir.
Wishing everyone minimal sweats winning bets the absolute very best of luck. And hey, I'm riding with you guys this week. Get me the terrible towel. Let's go Steelers.
This guy is a miracle worker, Donnie, isn't he? Huh?
He's got to go against his own NFC East here.
I know, but he's doing that. Yeah, he's great. Yeah, that's the host of You Better You Bet, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Nick Kostos, Insider Calls presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. He is. He's a miracle worker, Donnie. Isn't he?
You know what popped into my head, though, when you brought up Defensive Player of the Year? The guy that I actually wagered on before the season started. He was not among the favorites. He was probably in that second or third tier. and he was well on his way. I bet on Aiden Hutchinson.
Yeah, that was a good bet.
And the dude had like 8 sacks in 5 games. He was a monster.
I mean, this award is now just TJ's to win or lose. Like, if he just has a decent rest of the year, he's going to win in a landslide, it sounds like, from the betting odds, right?
Yeah, and he can do so, it seems, by not having his highest sack total or anything
like
that.
That's what I'm saying.
We still find he is able to impact games. Like, you think of the Vegas one. He had a couple of forced fumbles, whereas we knew he might not get a sack because they had no buddies on the other side that were edge rushers in that game. But, yeah, you brought up DPOY, and I just thought, well, there's a few dollars down the drain because Hutchinson got hurt. That one was looking really good for me.
Yeah, it was. There's no doubt about that. All right. Coming up, speaking of awards, The Athletic came out with their midseason NFL awards, and they also had a really interesting chart coming off, Nick, this is appropriate, of Vegas over-under win totals for every team before the season, and who has most exceeded that, and who has dropped the ball on expectations the most. Donnie, I don't want you cheating. I'm going to ask you some quiz questions coming up. And I don't want you to prepare during the break.
Okay.
Okay?
That works for me.
I want this to be cold. And then top of the hour, we have a Commanders-themed quiz show from Jolie. And then our predictions. And mixed in with all of that, we're going to get back to what we said at the beginning of the show. And that is, how do we think this game's actually going to play out? Donnie and I are both of the opinion that there's going to be a course correction here for your Washington Commanders, that they're not quite as good as the record would indicate. When Bill Parcells said, you are what your record says you are, I always took that to be at the end of a season. A lot of times, midway through, you're actually not what your record says you are. And I don't think the Commanders are. Maybe they'll prove me wrong. Maybe the Steelers will have a course correction in the second half here. But I think they have some significant advantages going into this game. I think they're going to win. So does Donnie. We'll try to paint a picture of how we see the game playing out a little clearer coming up as well, and would love to hear your thoughts on that at 412-928-9370. That's 412-928-9370. Fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Well, JP, he's been running his business for 43, so he's catching up fast. Plus, he has a hell of a mustache. We all know that. 43 years ago, JP decided he wanted to be his own boss. And you know what? That turned out to be a pretty good decision. This guy's just getting better with age, and so is his mustache. You can see him on billboards. I saw one out on Route 30 near the home office of JP Roofing and Siding, and he's a legend. When I've been out of golf tournaments, people want to come up. They want to get an autograph from Joe and his mustache. And like I said, he's winning MVP awards, back-to-back Northeast trifecta MVP. If you have a roofing or siding concern, whether it's preventative as the weather's about to turn or whether something's gone wrong and you need it fixed, this is the place to go. Tried and true. $500 off any roofing or siding installation right now. Give them a call at JP Roofing and Siding, 412-829-7711. That's 829-7711.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.